This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. In this episode of Hustleberg, I have the good fortune to speak with Caitlin Grady, who co-owns with her partner Jenny Miller, the Body Electric Yoga and Athletic Companies. This was a really fun interview to do, and I really hope you enjoy it. So, Caitlin, why is it yoga and fitness? Why is that what you do with the Body Electric Yoga and Athletic Companies?
Yoga is really my passion, but yoga is really a philosophy of self-study guided towards like overall wellness. And I really believe in yoga, and I really want to share yoga because it teaches us to merge our minds and bodies. So many of us spend like all of our time in our heads connecting with thoughts rather than our feelings, not like happy and sad feeling, like how you feel in your body. We identify with our minds and we forget our bodies. And one day it just kind of dawned on me that it's not really just the postures that we perform, but that like really at a deep level, what makes a practice, particularly an embodied practice, so any movement practice from lifting weights like crazy or like meditating, it's the way that we do it that makes it yoga. And I'm an athlete too, and I work out a bunch, and I work out in this like super yoga way where there's this emphasis on somatic awareness and balancing movement with stillness and stiffness with softness, which is all yoga philosophy stuff. And then I was like, oh my God, I like want to share this with people. Like, this is so great. This feels so good. And I want to share it just like I want to share yoga. So I was like, the mind and the body both have to be conditioned. And whenever we're in our movement practices, I feel like we really have to turn them into yoga with this like next level of awareness and embodiment. And sometimes when I get an idea in my head, it just has to happen.
So it seems like you're looking at this from a very high level and incorporating a lot of aspects of physicality for both the mind and for the body. Is that something that has really driven a lot of what you guys have done with the Body Electric?
Yes. Our mission is to hold space in this certain kind of way that can guide people to themselves.
So you guys started out just yoga. It used to just be the Body Electric Yoga Company, but at the beginning of this year, you guys expanded to include other aspects of fitness. Obviously, you didn't know what was going to happen in 2020, but what prompted expanding beyond just yoga in your focus?
Really just that vision that we can make our workouts also, we can leave our workouts not feeling like somebody wiped the floor with us, but feeling that same uplifted energy we feel when we leave a yoga class by like doing it in this certain way. And I just wanted to do it. I wanted to like make those classes happen. And, you know, we're still really working on the programming. We're a baby gym. And like you pointed out, 2020 is bananas. We opened on January 2nd and then closed on March 17th. And then we were closed for longer than we had been open for. And then we just reopened on June 1st. So like programming is still getting tweaked, but really it's just this idea of aligning all of the different movement modalities, fitness modalities with the core philosophy of yoga, which is not just, you know, super unique to yoga, by the way, like a lot of ancient religions and like Buddhism and Taoism, a lot of them are saying the same things in kind of different language.
So what was it that got you started in bringing yoga to the people of St. Pete in a business kind of a way? What was the motivation to create a business around it? You also had to consider, you have a partner in the Body Electric with Jenny. And so how did you guys come together to really make this happen?
Yeah, so at the time when I met Jenny, she and I both had already kind of decided for ourselves, like, this is what we want to do. We want to open a yoga studio. And a mutual friend was like, you guys should talk about this. So, and we just clicked. So then it was on. But for myself personally, leading up to that moment, I always wanted to share this practice of yoga. And my undergrad is in religion and philosophy. And I kind of thought, oh, well, I'm going to keep going, you know, like you do when you're in school. You think, I'm going to keep going to school forever. And I thought I would teach that, but like at the academic sort of level, at the sort of like, I thought I would be in a classroom with college students sharing yoga philosophy and Taoist philosophy and Buddhist philosophy. And then I just sort of figured out that like academic wasn't life, didn't seem to be all I was cracked up to be. And then I just worked for money and pursued my passions on the side. You know what I mean? Like I worked in hospitality, I bartended, I did whatever to make my money. I tried to work as little as possible and do the things that I loved to do outside of work time. And then when I started teaching yoga and I was getting paid to teach yoga, I realized that it's possible, you know, to pursue your passion as your work, that like you can make your passion something where you can also earn an income, and that it's an even more spectacular way to connect with people, because when you're passionate about something, it lights people up, you know, your light lights other people up. So that's, I think, what every entrepreneur sort of experiences before they open their own business, because it's risky and it's really hard work. But like, you just all of a sudden think, I can combine my passion and my career, and then I can be all the time sort of focused on things I like to be focused on. And it's like, all right, let's do it.
You're absolutely right. I think that just about every entrepreneur figures that out when they're in it for the right reasons. They do figure out that their passion can lead to some monetary gain. So you have an undergrad education background in philosophy and religion. When it comes to yoga specifically, any certifications, or is this just, this is just the way that you learned and you're sharing your love and the way that you guys do things with others?
Yeah, both. I mean, I did my 200 hour like most people. I'm a very self-led learner. So like I've done more than 200 hours in like extracurricular learning about the things. Like I feel like I've given not just myself, but like attending workshops and, you know, I gather it all up all kinds of ways. But sure, I have my 200 hour like most people do. And sometimes I think about getting like a 500 hour, but then the real reasons that I come up with are really just like for the stamp. And I feel like I can more effectively give myself by going and finding teachers that I really connect with, the education that I really crave, more efficiently without necessarily like getting 300 hours with one teacher.
Now, how is it that people find you when it comes to starting class or beginning their workout training? How do they find the Body Electric?
Like local people in town?
Yeah. Or, I mean, if they're traveling, that's even better. I'd really be interested to know if they're coming across either the Skyway or coming across one of the bridges across the bay. But yeah, how do they find you?
I really think still most people find us just because of word of mouth. We're just, people just know about us because we're so out there. We do free classes, you know, at the Sundial and now at the Pier as well. And we're partnered with Healthy St. Pete. We have classes, not as many now, of course, because of COVID, but we have classes out there in breweries and we're just kind of all over the place. Like you sort of can't miss us. So I think people just know about us. People that come into town from like far away, because we are in a tourist city, will sometimes find us as well just by doing like what I used to do or what I still do when I travel, which is like Google yoga studios and then look at all the websites, look at the pictures, read the reviews, read about the teachers. And those people are just choosing us. And I don't know like what percentage of people traveling or whatever are coming to the beat, but that's how those folks probably find us. Like, you know, with the Googles.
Oh, for sure. hey, there's a lot to be said for finding a fantastic business when it comes to using the Google. So when it comes to the business side of things with the Body Electric, did you or do you have anyone or anything that's kind of guiding you in building things? I mean, you're in a field that generally we think of national chains like LA Fitness or Planet Fitness, and then you have the new kind of hip fitness things like Orange Theory or Equinox. How are you, what are you using to help differentiate you and to build the brand of the Body Electric?
Not enough. We could probably be doing more things. We have a business coach. We work with Juliet at Action Coach Tampa Bay. She's awesome. She's not awesome. Obviously like a specific fitness person, and we're definitely not taking notes from national chains on how to run our business. We really like try to take notes on the way to run our business on the gym side from the way we run our yoga studio, which is, I guess, the same way a lot of more independent group yoga studio or group fitness places operate, on a membership sort of model, on a retention sort of model, on a model that really both empowers and takes good care of the people who are sharing their talents and getting the people excited about coming in. We really try to be guided by like our intuition about, and of course with like help from Juliet, and we have a lot of entrepreneur friends, like, of course, making money and stuff is important, but we really just try to be guided by like, what, does this feel good? Does this seem like it will both make money and honor this employee's time? Like, we just sort of figure it out as we go. We honestly have no idea what we're doing.
Well, what with that, my next question just kind of falls naturally. What is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far from the business side of things? The biggest takeaway that you probably had no idea about before you started the business.
Which one? The new bit, like the gym or any? Like since 2013? Oh man, so many lessons. And what's really interesting is like staying one company and even having like a lot of the same employees be traveling with you on the road and making the changes to adjust to those big lessons and trying to keep everybody on the same page. I would say, like, if I wanted to sum up all of the lessons, like all of the lessons can fall under this one category of like, we learn a big lesson, then we have to make a change in the business. We have to get everybody excited about that change and like keep things cohesive, both outward looking and inward culturally.
So right now you guys, you have two locations, one that's primarily yoga focused, one that's more gym like. That's where your business is in 2020. Where do you guys want to take it? And what are you doing to get you there?
Honestly, I'm trying really hard to just tame myself down right now and like really focus on, because this year has been so shaky and like probably most small businesses and even probably many national chains, you know, like the certain kinds of businesses like ours that are extremely hit by COVID, because like restaurants, anywhere where you used to have a ton of people come in and that's, you relied on that to make money and now you can't do that. So right now what I'm really focused on is how can we, you know, make this work with these constraints that are going to remain for the foreseeable future. And at this moment, what it looks like is try to grow our virtual programming, maybe by hooking up with, you know, big businesses who are looking for virtual corporate wellness options. Like, I don't know, we're working on some stuff like that. But it's also about like the gym is still so new right now. I think we're just super focused. There's so much potential on that property. It's a huge building. I think we're just really focused for at least the next like 5 years on just like making that place hop, like how the yoga studio hops.
So I've seen a lot of the photos that you guys shared and that we used in promoting this episode. You are definitely working in the business in the day to day. If you had to kind of split your time and define it as working in the business versus working on the business to develop and grow, how would you say that splits for you?
Well, it just, you know, because of all this stuff, it just took a bit of a, the scales just got tipped, let's say, to working in the business because of trying to keep payroll down and having to get really creative and changing up a lot of things. I think I would be happy with like a 50-50 split where 50 of it is spent on teaching, being in the room with people, sharing the things I'm passionate about, and getting people excited, helping people get in their bodies in all the different ways. I like to teach all the different kinds of classes, and then working with our coaches and our teachers to, you know, just like share stuff. Like I told you earlier, I'm super thirsty and I'm always pulling in new stuff and getting ideas about how we can make our offerings better. And I'd like to be able to spend more time doing that in the business. And right now we're just sort of like putting out fires and redoing the schedule and figuring out how to have a virtual studio. And all that stuff takes a ton of time.
Yeah, I would say so far the probably most prominent word that I've heard to describe business in 2020 is pivot. You've had to figure out how to change and adapt to what's going on. You mentioned earlier in our conversation that you utilize the services, utilize the relationship with a business coach. Are you reading, watching, or listening to anything that helps you helps to guide you in what you're embarking on?
You mean just straight up business stuff?
Or even in, I assume there's plenty in the practice aspect of things. There's always something to learn there, whether it's, greater mindfulness or different techniques or different styles of yoga. And of course, you have a big change going, including the gym aspect of things. But yeah, mostly the business stuff.
Yeah, so you're right. There's like tons of stuff out there on all of the subjects, and I love to read and listen to books and listen to podcasts. And on like straight the business stuff, there's like a couple podcasts I like. I listen to Donald Miller sometimes.
Oh yeah, building a story brand. That's awesome.
And you know, actually, if an interesting thing that's happened with some of the podcasts and other media that I follow to learn about sharing the arts, like the movement arts and sharing mindfulness and all of that, have started sort of talking about business stuff because that's what everybody wants to hear. What do we do now? Like, this is what we did, and like, well, now what do we do? From the level of being a teacher, you know, teachers are like trying to figure out how they can get themselves out there virtually. And then for us, figuring out the virtual products. So actually, a lot of the media sources that I use just to get educated about our craft have started talking a lot about that. So that's been super helpful.
So, are you a native of St. Pete?
I'm not. I grew up in Philadelphia area and then lived in California and San Diego for a while before moving here in 2006, I think.
So, you've been here a pretty good bit of time then.
Yeah, and I've lived on the same street pretty much the whole time.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, when you aren't working in or on the Body Electric, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around St. Pete?
I spent a lot of time on the Gulf in a canoe. I
Okay.
paddle outrigger canoes. I have a coach and I have a team and we train on the water. I spend a lot of time out at Sunset Beach doing that. I spend some of my free time actually in my businesses, working out, going to yoga classes, chatting with people. Jenny and I have a 5-year-old, Hank. He takes a lot of our time. He's incredible. He's super fun. We haven't been like getting out a whole ton other than in the great outdoors.
Yeah, but that's a great, we're in a fantastic place for that. The weather is so gorgeous, and we
It is
have the
so
beach, we have
gorgeous.
the water.
The new
It's
pier is
absolutely
really
wonderful.
cool. We really like the new pier.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to make it there yet.
I think you'll be surprised.
Okay. Now, do you guys have anything upcoming, events or activities that you want to make sure that listeners have on their calendars here at the tail end of 2020 and into 2021?
Yeah, for sure. I think like the thing we're most stoked about right now is that every Saturday at the gym, we host this class called the People's Practice in partnership with Urban Yoga Foundation. It's a pay what you can, all levels class that explores the indigenous presence and history in the modern yoga practice. But it's not just yoga, it's movement in general. It's led by graduates of their foundation. All the proceeds go to Urban Yoga Foundation. We're really stoked to partner with them. We've been working with them for a really long time, but we've never quite been able to get a weekly offering going, and we just finally did. So I'd love to spotlight that.
And what time is that on Saturdays?
At 2 p.m.
And where can people find out more about the Body Electric Yoga and Athletic Companies? What's the website? Where can they find you on social media? How can they connect with you, with Jenny, with the Body Electric as a whole?
For sure. The website is thebodyelectricyoga.com. Facebook is a really good way to keep up with all of our events, and we're on there both as the Body Electric Yoga Company and as the Body Electric Athletic Company. We're on Instagram at the Body Electric Yoga and the Be Athletic. The best way to book, if you're going to book, is through our app, which is available on Google Play and iTunes. You can just search the Body Electric Yoga Company and download our personal app, which has our whole schedule and everything you need to know as well. We're a pretty fun follow on social media, I think.
I enjoy it. I found out about you guys and the offerings that you were doing with the virtual classes right as everything was shutting down. When we did the St. Pete Open for Business, which I know Jenny reached out to be included, we actually talked about the free classes that you were offering, the pay what you can donation classes that you were offering as everybody kind of started shutting down in March. So I've been
Thank
keeping an
you.
eye.
Yeah, thank you. If people want to follow me, I'm B. Caitlin Grady on Instagram. Jenny's Yogi One Kenobi. But at this point, you'll probably mostly see pictures of our kid. But I'm planning
Okay.
on like up in my social media game here any second. Wait for it.
Well, I will make sure that we link to all of that in the show notes, especially the app. You're the first guest that we've had on Hustleberg that has their own. So I definitely want to make sure we highlight that both in the App Store and on Google Play. Caitlin, thank you so much for spending the time with me today and talking about the Body Electric.
Oh man, it's been my pleasure, Brett. Thanks for thinking of us.
You did it. You just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3 weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.